Jesus has shared this with us and wanted us to remember what he has done for us. But there's another thing that he did, and I would like to turn to John 3:16. John 13, talks about who he was, who Christ was on this earth. Kevin read a verse in Luke 22, verse 27, at the last part. He says, "I am among you as he that serveth." And that was his heart. And that's his heart for us today. You know, we have expressed that we have peace with God and our fellow men. Now he gives us a way of expressing that. How do you maintain peace with your fellow men? And that's serving each other. Starting with verse 1 of John 13. "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loveth them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things unto his hand, and that he was come from God and went to God." So in that reading, Jesus came to this point. It was before the Passover feast, but came to this point realizing that his time here is coming to a close, and that God had put all things into his hands, and he realized that he was come from God and went to God. So he knew he was leaving. And then verse 4, "He riseth from supper, laid aside his garment, took a towel, and girded himself. After that he poureth water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towels thereof, wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? And Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith unto him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and ye are clean, but not all. For he knew that who should betray him. Therefore saith he, Ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet, taken his garment, and was set down again, he saith unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye ought also to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither is he that is sent greater than he that sent him. For ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. I speak not of you all, I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled, he that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before it come, that when it shall come to pass, ye may believe that I am he. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send receiveth me, And he that receiveth me, him that sent me. So with this example, and we practice of washing one another's feet, imagine this, if Christ would come and say, or would stoop before you and say, I want to wash your feet, what would your response be? It all depends on how you view Christ. And I think Peter realized who Christ was. He was the master, Lord and master of his life. And that's why he says, you'll never wash my feet because of who you are. You know, I should be scrubbing your feet. Excuse me. I don't know why I get emotional sometimes. But Peter understood. It was in their culture that they would actually, you'd go into a house and they would have a basin by the door and you would wash their feet because of the dust and wearing sandals and so on. And it was custom that the servant would wash the feet or you would wash it yourself. So when Jesus says, I want to wash your feet, Peter realized that I'm the servant. I should be washing your feet because of who you are. But then Peter says, Jesus, you'll never wash my feet. And then Jesus says, well, if I don't, then you're not part of me. And I don't think he was threatening Peter, say, well, if you don't do it, then you're not part of me. But that goes back to that verse 17 it goes to that verse where Jesus was saying, what I do thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. So kind of goes back to Jesus saying, Peter, you don't really understand what I'm teaching you here, but someday you will. And Jesus was telling Peter, you're clean. And of course, you know, you take a bath, right, and you get all cleaned up and you come out of the room on the dirt floor, what's the first thing that'll get dirty? It's going to be your feet. And I think that's what Jesus was saying. You know, you guys are clean, but you still need to serve. You still need to wash each other's feet. And what made the disciples clean was, I'm going to just read a couple verses that Jesus taught here in John. But John 15, verse 3 says, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. And then in John 17:17 it says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So the sanctifying of us is through the word. So Jesus was saying, you know, you're clean, but you still need to serve and wash each other's feet. Of course, then we know Peter says, you know, not just my feet, but everything. I want to be total cleansed. And then in verse 13, it says, ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, I am. Well, then, if you call Christ the Master, then you follow my example and to serve. And that's why we do feet washing today, is that example of Christ serving, being a servant.